This is Today in History, April the 10th. On this day in 1790, President George Washington signed the first United States Patent Act. Also on this day in 1866, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals was incorporated. Also on this day in 1912, the British liner RMS Titanic set sail from Southampton, England on its ill-fated maiden voyage. On this day in 1925, the F. Scott Fitzgerald novel The Great Gatsby was first published by Scribner's of New York. In 1932, German President Paul von Hindenburg was re-elected in a runoff, with Adolf Hitler coming in second. On this day in 1947, Brooklyn Dodgers president Branch Rickey purchased the contract of Jackie Robinson from the Montreal Royals. In 1953, the 3D horror movie House of Wax, produced by Warner Brothers and starring Vincent Price, premiered in New York.
Come in, come in, come in, ladies and gentlemen, see the House of Wax. See the Chamber of Horrors.
On this day in 1971, a table tennis team from the United States arrived in China at the invitation of the communist government for a goodwill visit that came to be known as ping pong diplomacy.
I think the Chinese guy went easy on you because you were an American visitor?
I would say yes.
I think so.
On this day in 1998, the Northern Ireland peace talks concluded as negotiations reached a landmark settlement to end 30 years of bitter rivalries and bloody attacks. Also on this day in 2010, Polish President Lech Kaczynski, 60, was killed in a plane crash in Western Russia that also claimed the lives of his wife and top Polish political, military, and church officials. And on this day in 1970, Paul McCartney announces the breakup of the Beatles.
After Brian died, we collapsed. Paul took over and supposedly led us, you know. But what is leading us when we went around in circles? We broke up then.
The legendary rock band The Beatles spent the better part of 3 years breaking up in the late 1960s, and even longer than that, hashing out who did what and why. And by the spring of 1970, there was little more than a tangled set of business relationships keeping the group together. Each of the Beatles was pursuing his musical interests outside of the band, and there were no plans in place to record together as a group. But as far as the public knew, this was just a temporary state of affairs. That all changed on April 10th, 1970. When a Paul McCartney self-interview was seized upon by the international media as an official announcement of a Beatles breakup. The occasion for the statements Paul released to the press that day was the upcoming release of his debut solo album, McCartney.
Over the last 18 months, John, George, and Ringo had all privately threatened to quit, only to be coaxed back by Paul. Now it was Paul's turn. The release of his solo album, McCartney, made it official. The Beatles, the greatest pop group of all time, were no more.
Nothing in Paul's answers constituted a definitive statement about the Beatles' future, but his remarks were nevertheless reported in the press under headlines like, quote, McCartney breaks off with Beatles, end quote, and quote, the Beatles sing their swan song, end quote. Whatever his intent at the time, Paul's statements drove a further wedge between himself and his bandmates. By year's end, Paul would file suit to dissolve the Beatles' business partnership, a formal process that would eventually make official the unofficial breakup he announced on April 10th, 1970, on this day in history.